This thing has the audacity to be a program.
My levels also look okay.
Oh, yeah, I should test. Yeah, we're good.
Okay. And I should open the channel. I fixed the dates. Wow, this is the longest you've unlocked it, and someone hasn't jumped in ever.
Yeah.
No one's going to join the show tonight. Just us. Here's to good friends. Tonight is kind of special. Beer. That's a chorus commercial, right? Chorus. Beer.
I don't remember what commercial that is.
I think that's Chorus. Not Coors Light, you know, actual Coors.
Right. Full-flavored Coors.
That's right. None of that discount Coors over here. The banquet right. Beer.
Right.
Old olds are tough for the win, by the way.
Is he double sacred old now? Oh, apparently he is. Is that because you got a year older that made him really double sacred old?
I think so.
Ian, I know you're excited about the fact that there's, you know, the super old Bachelor is now coming on TV.
I am surprisingly unmotivated by that information. Mm. It doesn't sound like it's a watchable, let alone good show.
Guy's name is Gary, but it's spelled Jerry.
Mm. I like it even less.
It's like G-E-R-R-Y.
It's like a GIF.
Yeah, that's right.
It's like a G-E-O-F-F. Duh. Curse you, Craig, and your terrible news.
Joffrey. Yeah. Some guy named Gary from, I don't know, Ohio or somewhere, Indiana maybe, I don't know. Some old retired guy whose daughters made him go on the show.
Great. I hope it works out for him.
I'll definitely watch it.
I would not dispute that in any way. You will definitely watch it.
I will. I mean, new season of Below Deck Australia just started too, so, you know, I started watching that too.
You hurt my heart some days.
Hey, if you're looking for a terrible show about people who have to put up with really rich, obnoxious people while banging each other and drinking all the time, that is the show for you. That's what happens on every of the, I think, five now variations of Below Deck, because it is splintered into so many shows.
It's nice to know that that, in fact, is not the show for me. Thank you for that. Making it easy.
But boy, it really does make you appreciate the fact that being rich does not make you any better than anybody else, because all the rich people on that show, they're all terrible people.
I bet.
They're just terrible people. And you're like, ugh, who gave you people money? Oh, we need to go then.
Sure.
I'm getting it together, but you go ahead whenever you're ready.
All right.
I'll catch up.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 389th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got KS72, and I'll pause a second so Sneaky Bean 15 can get his brain going. Aha! Aha, now his brain works. Look at that. This is the week of 719 through the 26th. And your 7-day 4-star crash! On Monday, we had Scorpion versus Sandman on the 17th. Did you slash your way to victory?
No, I haven't tried it yet.
Okay.
I didn't want to, waste it. I want to find a day when I'm just not feeling it. Just do that, be done, and then continue on.
I got you.
I definitely did. That multi-attack, that was where it was at.
Yeah, that multi-attack is solid stuff. Number next, next week, it is Lizard, not to be confused with Scorpion, even though I always do.
Right.
Versus Imperious Rex, it appears, and somebody else. I honestly, at this point, he's got that. He has one of those powers that goes up the board or down the board, right? It's one of those.
Yeah. It does sound familiar enough.
Okay. I'm not really sure what that even does, but it does something. We'll find out next week. Maybe. In Storyland, if you haven't finished up, you're welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. I think you've got a day left on that to get yourself some Silver Samurai in there. Thick of Thieves is running. That'll get you Gambit, Silver Samurai, and some High Evolutionary. Placement is Annie Torch and some APOC. Starting tomorrow, I believe, Puzzle Gauntlet is back. And you can get yourself some Avengers Tower in that Puzzle Gauntlet. Ray, you got 4 days left in the Soul Season.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. Right now, it is Strange Days. That'll get you Strange or four-star Jugs. Placement is Karnak and some Peter Parker five-star shards. In the news, there is a fan-favorite sweepstakes you can go play. The grand prize. There will be five winners, including one grand prize winner. The grand prize winner gets an iPad mini and a fan-favorite bundle. The runner-ups are getting a $25 gift card to the phone store of their flavor, Apple or Google, and a fan favorite bundle as well. So it looks like you can get some entries for, there's one free one. You can, if you follow the links for downloading and playing Puzzle Quest, that gets you something. Or if you do an Instagram or Facebook or some such with your fan favorite superhero or supervillain, that will get you an entry as well. Restricted to the U.S. only. The next thing is we've got some release notes. So, Ian, if you're sitting down, we got a clue.
Oh, no. I'm bad at this. Go ahead.
All right. The clue this time is End of All.
Hmm.
Is there a character who is, I don't know, lives in black holes or something? And who lives at the dead end of the universe?
Kang? Four-star Kang?
It could be a restaurant at the end of the universe. I don't know.
It could be the He Who Remains version of Kang. Oh, is it Omega Red?
I suppose it could be the Alpha and the Omega. I would be stoked if it was Omega Red. That would be a fun add-on to this game.
I don't know who else it could be.
I'm going to live with that until I hear otherwise.
Well, I will be super happy if that is the case because that's not a Spider-Man or a dinosaur or, you know, that would be an exciting new character that people have asked for a long time. So
nice.
That would be exciting. The other thing in the release notes is, hey, the fan favorite celebration is in full swing. Grab your favorite heroes while you can. It says that you've got the MPQ 10th anniversary countdown. Come back for weekly custom rewards. Get ready for the Hellfire Gala celebration with even more login gifts. And in this one, it says additional odd symbols are appearing in MPQ. What do you think they could mean? Now, I know I'm not observant, so I haven't seen any of these symbols yet. So I don't know if they're in the game yet or not, but
I saw one that was pointed out to me on a Reddit post. That was it.
All right, what was it? Share away.
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember. Huh. I have no memory of these things.
Useless.
Love it.
All right, well, if I see something weird, which I probably won't because I'm not that observant, I'll try and remember for next week. Anything else in the news? That's all I got.
Don't think so.
All right. Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, the Stonewall Defense.
Uh-oh.
That's you.
I'm here. Sorry. I forgot about this part of the show. Tell them an amusing anecdote while I look up this character.
I picked the Stonewall Defense because nothing can move the blob. See, it's like a stone wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Peter explains the joke. Fun subreddit that I enjoy.
Absolutely. So, this is not a format I'm used to, but that's okay. This is probably, unless he's been recently reworked, I'm going to go ahead and assume that this is accurate and talk about the blob, the four-star green, black, and yellow character. Let's see what this guy is up to. Bring down the house. 8 green AP. Destroy 4 random basic and team up tiles in the bottom half of the board. Destroyed tiles deal damage, but do not gain AP. That scales up to destroying 12 tiles. Weapon trapping, black passive. At the start of his turn, Blob's malleable body grabs a hold of all strike, attack, and protect tiles in the bottom 2 rows, converting them into friendly 2-turn countdown tiles that, when expired, have the effect based on what kind of tile was converted. The strike increases match damage by 30%, Blob's match damage. The attack tiles deal 139 damage, and protect tiles restore 139 health to Blob. That scales up. They become 1-turn countdown tiles, increasing match damage by 120%, 575 damage, and 575 health. Unmovable, passive yellow. If the enemy team has already made their first match of the turn and would deal damage with another match, Blob moves to the front and creates a Strength 19 Protect tile. That scales up to a Strength 148 Protect tile and reducing match damage by 90%. This is his passive ability. I didn't even see this the first time. All match damage dealt to the Blob reduced by 20%, all the way up to 90%. Yeah, that seems okay. That's a good way to slow people down. Sounds like he's a 3-5-5. That bring down the house tile destruction seems...
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
I see by the graphic that the build I have is the least popular build of all popular builds with one vote.
Yeah.
Nice.
And it's the opposite of the most popular build. Instead of a 3-5-5, Craig has a 5-4-4.
Nice.
Yeah, buddy. Well done.
I went with the ever popular 1-2-3, but I'll get to work on that here. But yeah, he seems character appropriate. He just seems like a bulwark to slow down your enemies while you do other things with your other team that's actually getting things done.
Yeah.
I suppose someone has to play a tank class.
That's right.
Yeah, that seems fair.
He's good at it.
Yeah.
That's his jam.
Yeah, that's really it. It's his entire jam. I mean... Not moving is totally his thing.
Hey, if you remember Ray, Casey Hampton made an entire career out of it. You know, just kind of standing in one place in the middle of the field and...
Take up space.
That's right.
Not being moved.
That's right.
Nice. Well, that's what Sunny and Xandar. It's the Blob.
Moving on then. Acting, thank you. Ian, who we got?
This week we are talking about the actress Emma Watson. Emma Watson. Starting with, you guessed it, Craig.
Oh, nuts. I had a rough one with this because, you know, I've seen way too much Harry Potter in my life. I have a very hard time separating Emma Watson from Hermione.
Yes.
And I cannot buy having Emma Watson kick anybody's butt. This I can't see it.
All right.
So I started thinking about characters who don't really do physical attacks, more, you know, other things.
Okay.
So I ended up going with Celine.
Uh-oh. I don't know who that is. You'll have to tell me more.
Oh, she's like, she's supposed to be like a super, super old mutant. She's like 14,000 years old. Oh. She's a kind of a psychic vampire. She drains your life force. Mm. She is, as at times, is the Black Queen of the Hellfire Club.
Oh.
She's one of those externals things. So if you kill her, she just kind of comes back later.
Oh.
Yeah. So she's, you know, while she has superhuman strength and speed and things, she also really mostly relies on telekinesis, some magic, and draining your life force and being immortal. So I don't know. I thought I'd go with Celine.
All right. I like that. I didn't know enough about Celine, but I do now. Mine was equally confounding to my own self, but when I was casting her in this, I think I was holding above all else is the fact that she is British. So I really decided she would just go ahead and be McGann, the from Excalibur.
You know, I think she's actually French. But...
Oh, really?
No.
Wait, who?
Emma
Watson is French? Too bad, she's British now.
Well, you know, just like, you know, you're, you know, technically, you know, not American either, but, you know.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm absolutely an American citizen. What are you talking about?
You were born in, like, the Philippines.
I know, but to two American citizens.
Right, but I'm just saying, she was born in France. You were born in the Philippines, you know.
Yeah, I'm not, I am not a Filipino citizen.
Now, difference being, I believe her parents were French.
Yeah, so she was a French person born in France.
Yeah,
I believe. Just like McGann. that's what I thought. All right, Ray. Surely you did better than the two of us.
I don't know about that. I thought about it a while, and then I searched the internet, and the internet was, like, you know, looking for ideas. The internet was useless because they were all like, did you know that Yelena Belova was going to be played by Emma Watson at one point? And I'm like, I don't care. That doesn't help me.
Florence Pugh did a better job. Don't
care. I really like the lady who did Yelena Belova.
Yeah, she's probably the best choice. So the only thing I can think of is Emma Young, and I don't know, fitting her personality. I'm going with Kitty Pryde. I think she would make a good Kitty Pryde.
Sure. I absolutely agree with that. That had crossed my mind when I was doing this.
And yet you didn't go with it, so...
It just didn't quite make the cut. Well done, though. Thanks, as always, to Thespify.
Thespify.
Yes.
Who we got next week
for next people to play ahead? We will be Daniel Day-Lewis, world's second greatest actor.
This is going to be like difficult in the opposite way. Who wouldn't he be good at?
Right.
You have to think about that a lot. Yeah.
We don't have to, decide now.
No, but it really took us. It took me down that path. I was like, do I really want him to be the most dramatic rendition of J. Jonah Jameson ever?
No, I don't think you can change J. Jonah at this point. I mean, that's just been iconic. Pontiac doesn't know that Alec Baldwin is America's finest actor? Alec Baldwin.
Oh, head of the Film Actors Guild.
Hey, that's just, you know, in North Korea, that is entirely true. Alec Baldwin, widely revered as the best actor. Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
All right, let's head that way. So first off, I wanted to dispute the idea that soda tubes was an Ohio thing. So I have an article. Let's see.
You filled up your own mailbag?
Yeah, I am. So the 12-pack Coke, it used to come in like this cube-shaped thing, but just a 12-pack, not the cube. And it wasn't until, 2002 that Coke released their new design. So I was well moved out of Ohio by that point. So it's not an Ohio thing. I still don't know where it came from, but there you go.
Oh, speaking of which, did you bring the Coke on Saturday?
Nope.
Oh, did Kelly must have brought the Coke?
I don't know.
Seems unlikely.
Someone brought Coke on Saturday. It came in a 35-pack. What is that about?
That is nonsense. Like, utter nonsense.
I'm like, that is ridiculous. 35 a pack.
Seriously. 35. That's disgusting.
Outraged.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They try to hide shrinkflation, but this is right out on Front Street.
Yeah, we could give you 3 12 packs and make it 36. Nope, 35. Ugh, I was so upset when I saw it.
All right. In any case, I didn't mean to derail onto a whole another pop segment.
Right. That's okay.
So
that's just
over
that weird
over...
Ohioan slang that you're into.
It's not Ohioan. over on the Reddit, UNC Samurai says, there's a placeholder in the Silver Samurai feeder chart for future three-star feeder. Are they hinting at a 3-5 Mandrill down the road? I would never have thought that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. Parandiac, a new character. Easy guesses. Lady Death from Marvel The End and the Griever at the end of all things. Of those two, Griever would be more interesting since Thanos already has a Lady Death power. I don't even know who the Griever is. So.
I don't either, but do they just sit at the end of the universe and they're sad about the fact that everybody else is dead?
Yep.
Maybe.
Oh, it's all gone.
Legitimate guess, Molecule Man, who has ties to several villains and has been a part of the ending of the multiverse on multiple occasions.
It's not Particle Man, that's for sure.
That's what played in my head while Bryce read that.
Me too.
He also said, if it's Omega Red, I hope it's a limited character. I'm not sure why. Why limited?
Yeah, why do you want that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Like, he's got developmental challenges, or...
I don't know.
He's handicapped in some way? That seems horrible. Or, like, you can only get him once a year, like Devil Dino? Why would you want that? Where am I, and what's happening?
Yeah, see, that's what he wants, but I don't know why.
I don't know. Maybe it'll increase the rarity and make it more desirable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He also asks...
increasing the value.
He asks, is the pool fixed?
It is.
There you go.
We used it this weekend.
Yeah.
And then two episodes ago, we talked about Creed Candlebox Drain SDH. It made me look up the actual date of the concert. It was July 17th, 1998. So my first concert was almost exactly 25 years ago. That's
nice.
And then he also did post a clipping from the newspaper as a that had a review of the show. It's written horribly. I don't know who this person who wrote that is, but that's just an awful read.
Yeah. Well, the headline sounds good. Hits home run for rock and metal fans.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But if you start reading it, you'll know what I mean. But in any case, I don't, you know, but I digress. Also on the Reddits, Funky Hedonist said, y'all ask about segment suggestions from time to time. How about a segment where each week someone comes up with a good character combo they love, which maximizes team's synergy? And then he gives an example of Polaris, Medusa, Sabretooth, or America. Brutal, passive team. What combinations are your favorites? So we did have
that, did we do
as
this?
A segment.
For we had the synergy segment featuring Ray for a long time.
If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com and look on the links on the right-hand side, there is a PW3 synergy segment, which will link you to a Google Doc where you can check out the, how many pages are there? 136 pages of synergies.
That's a lot of synergy.
It is. That's why we retired it.
Yeah.
Currently, my favorite that I'm using that I don't know that I've mentioned before is Crystal, Wanda, and Electra. They are really good because they're good on defense and PvP because Crystal's annoying.
Yeah, you're not taking a lot of damage there. Yeah.
She constantly heals everyone, and then you get Wanda to reduce the damage, and yeah, it's just an annoying team to fight against, but it's pretty fun to play. So that's my current.
I don't remember enough of what the new Electra does that how she's helpful there.
Yeah, there's a whole thing. She puts out trap tiles and does do damage when they get destroyed. Well, whenever anybody takes damage, she reduces the damage and does damage back to the target. She's got the audible sile, which is a red stun. I love that. And then her ability to steal attack strike projectiles whenever they're made is very useful against the Polaris Beta Ray Bill combo. So
sure. That sounds good.
Yeah, it's a good team. Back to Funky Hedonist. He says, also, I started listening to your other more political podcast. That's a great show, too. You guys try hard to not be political on the Puzzle Game podcast, but I really wanted to hear Ian in full rant mode. I was not disappointed. Accurate. And finally, I think I gave you guys a warning that this was coming.
Oh, no, you did.
JWall2854 said, during the mailbag this week, can we get a milestone check-in for the three of you? I'm finally getting close to 500,000 matches, and I wanted to know if Craig has used any shields yet. Thanks.
Let me get to, well, it's under quest.
Do we want to do it now, or do we want to put it off?
Well, there's no boosted segment today, so I'll let this happen.
Oh,
with
okay.
Minimal objection.
You want to get your Steam open there?
Yeah, it's open.
He's got it.
Clicking through some stuff.
All right, so my first thing is, oh boy, that's a number. Make 500,000 matches. I have made 322,000 matches. 522.
Wait, what was the number?
Yeah. 322, 522 out of
500,000. 322,000.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you got?
Ian? Do you?
Much lower. Everything, yes, brace for always much lower. If I can see, which I can't, it looks like 100,000 matches. I'm at 76,604. They would like me to get to 100,000.
Interesting. Okay. I have gone over the 500,000 mark. I am at 543,000, and my next is 1 million.
Mm.
So that's another 500,000 matches. It's going to be a bit.
My next one, that's a lot of zeros. Looks like it's 50 million. ISO 8 used 50 million. It looks like I've used 46,491,117.
Yeah, mine is ISO 8. I have used 67 point whatever million. Woo. Out of 100 million.
Oh, my can't. Mine's, these are just crazy. Like, mine's so much lower.
Yeah, I really wish they had commas so you could
even. Yeah, it'd be easier to read, but I'm pretty sure, let's see. What's eight digits? Is that like 25 million?
Tens
of millions. 25 million. I'm at 13 million. They want me to get to 25 million.
Hmm. Health packs. I have used 4,476 out of 6,000.
Wow. Yeah, I've used 1,099 out of 1,250.
I used 822.
All right, I use a lot of health packs. Team ups. I have used 1,195 out of 1,250.
Wow. Yeah, I've used 263 team ups out of 400.
I've used 80.
Boos. I have used 5,710 out of 6,000.
Craig really uses the features of these games.
He does. Good for him.
I am at 1,258 out of 1,500.
I'm at 569.
Boosts and team ups are required in the quest, like, constantly.
Yeah, that's when I use them. End of list.
Well, I mean, like, boosts and stuff, I turn them on. I never turn them off until it runs out on its own.
I just want to point out, Samurai says he's used almost 58,000 boosts.
Holy shnikes.
That sounds like something he would do.
My next one. I am zero out of using one shield in versus.
Okay.
That's crazy.
This is where I ease into second with 3 out of 10.
I have used 56 shields.
Nice.
I have level of support 4,102 times out of 4,250.
Oh, I have level of support 1,410 out of 1,500.
I apparently have done this a lot more because I don't see it on my list.
Oh, you finished it out, whatever the max is.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
All right. 4-star heroes. I have collected 3,052 out of 4,000 powers.
Oh, why do I have extra stuff in here? That's wacky. I'm bad at this game. Okay, 4-star heroes. Sorry, I have a column for collect 30 powers for 1-star heroes.
Oh, I got rid of that a long time ago.
Okay, I was like, I only have 15. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but I'll figure it out later. I've collected 905 out of 1,000 powers for my 4-star heroes.
All right, I am at 5,321 out of 8,000.
All right, for 5-star heroes, I have collected 506 out of 1,000.
I have collected 157 out of 250.
I was trying to see if I could find it real quick.
Oh, you get that one maxed too?
Apparently, I have that one maxed. I don't have that. It's, what is it again? It's
five collect powers for 5-star heroes.
Yeah, I don't have that.
All right.
Yeah.
The next one
everyone else has closed that out, apparently.
The next one is promote 2-star heroes into a champion. I am at 144 out of the requested 250 times.
I'm at 34 out of the requested 50.
And I'm at 212 out of 250. Apparently, the 5-star maxed at 1,000, so...
Yeah. Mm. The same thing, promoting 3-star heroes to champion. I am at 143 out of 160.
I am at 60 out of 80.
And once again, that's not on my list. I apparently maxed that one out.
Nice.
All right.
That maxed out at 160. It's not that much.
Oh, so I'm getting close. Okay. Promoting 4-star heroes into a champion. I have done 136 out of 150.
I've done 65 out of 70.
And I'm at 160 out of 250.
What else I got? Promote 5-star heroes into a champion. I am at 30 out of 35.
I am at 0 out of 1.
And I'm at 81 out of 100.
That's all I got.
Samurai's at 82 out of 100.
Everything else is in complete status.
Me as well. The best part about this update, as always, is everybody who is listening to this now, take a moment to reflect on what you heard, bearing in mind that I've been playing this game as long, if not longer, than both of these guys.
Longer? Yeah. You showed the game to us. To it. Yeah.
I know. I was trying to downplay it. That was nice.
So there you go, J-Wall. There's your update.
We'll do it again next year.
Yeah. That's all that's in the mailbag. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Moving on, then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just wanted to
pump. And we just wanted to pump.
You up. You up.
It's looking like a another boss event weekend, so.
Oh, right. I forgot. Not... Sorry.
Yeah. That's all right.
I buggled that.
But if anybody wants to check out the infographic, which is always worth your time, you can check out this great The Time Machine from Back to the Future build that Samurai has here. It looks awesome. The flux capacitor looks awesome. Everything about it looks excellent. So, yeah, we'll try again next week with some boosted characters. Otherwise, someone remind me tomorrow I should start playing in the afternoon some sort of boss event. Which one is it? Does anybody know?
I do not. I know nothing.
Okay. I just assumed we had covered it earlier in the show and I forgot, but...
it is Apocalypse. Not.
All right, fine.
Oh, hey, look, it showed up in the game since I did the script. Yeah, X-Men versus Apocalypse, one of Ian's all-time favorites.
Yep.
Where are we at?
Let's... Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Mystify. Why don't you hit me up with some pop, pop?
Pop, pop. All right, Craig, are you sitting down?
I am.
Let me tell you about NCT.
All right.
NCT stands for Neo Culture Technology.
Okay.
Now, this is as much of a horrifying concept as we have come across, Craig. The concept of this Neo Culture Technology is that the group has an unlimited number of members divided into multiple subunits based on various cities worldwide.
What?
So, for example...
So they're all, like, cover bands of each other?
They're all NTC, but NTC Dream out of Seoul is different than NTC 127 out of, you know, I don't know, Munich or wherever they're out of. Or, you know, and so that's their whole thing. Like, it's just this... massive,
but it's all the same music.
Yes,
so the soul—it's
all under the same title, and it's all in the same style of music. But it's all, you know. I mean, each faction has different performers.
Uh huh.
And yeah, so you could be like I don't know. So you could just travel around and just see NTC everywhere you go, but it'd be a different show everywhere you go. I'm not sure exactly how it works. Unlimited members horrifies me.
But it's like the same set list. Like, I hear song Dream in Seoul, and I hear song Dream in Berlin. They're just sung by different people.
No, because I think... So NCT Dream, NCT 127, they're all have different band members. I don't think they're performing the same music either.
Oh.
But I'm not sure how this works. I only... was able to dig into NCT Dream because they are the most, I think they were the originators and they are by far the most popular. Not with me, but I like that they're like K-pop mixed with performance art. It weirds me out. Not necessarily in a good way, but at least it was a little something different.
Oh, I really hate this concept.
Yeah, it's some dark times, but I kind of, I like it.
A quick search tells me that
a real dystopian look.
That NCT Dream is the third subunit of the South Korean boy band NCT.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, apparently they were originally supposed to be Menudo. It says they were initially intended to be the teenage unit of NCT with an admission and graduation system which members would leave after reaching the age of 20. So, yeah, then Menudo, didn't you have to leave at 16 or 18 or something?
Yeah. Something like that, yes, very much so.
All right. Oh, God, and then he had seven members as it is. I hate a whole lot of this.
Yep, it's something. Huh. All right, let's shift popping gears over to regular pop and talk about a Pennsylvania delicacy, the A-Treat Company, which makes Blue Raz soda. Craig, have you had the A-Treat?
I don't believe so, no.
They're very popular down in the Harrisburg, Carlisle, Jim Thorpe area.
I mean, I would not seek out a blue raspberry thing because that is not really my thing, but...
I hear you. It's like drinking a carbonated snow cone. I like it because... before that reason. Like, when I drink it, I know it's going to be so disruptively sweet... that, you know, it's just going to, you know, give me that sugar rush that I'm looking for. So, but yeah, A-Treat, they make a good beverage. Whenever you're down in that area, you should check them out. So that's what we've got. We've got NCT, the Unlimited Boy Band, and Blue Raspberry A-Treat Pop from down in, what is that, southwestern Pennsylvania-ish?
Sure.
Hard to say. But either way, thanks as always. To Magnify?
Magnified.
No. Yeah, magnified. All right.
So it looks like this NCTU, NCT 127, NCT Dream, Wei V, and NCT Doje Jung.
Oh, this is taking off, Craig. You were warned here first. You're going to be assimilated.
They have united all of these subunits, promote separately, but have united three times as a group to record three full-length albums.
Wow. So they are all singing the same thing, just different performers in different areas? I can't.
No, I think they all do their own thing, but then once in a while also get together and, you know, supergroup style.
Ah, all right. I can dig it.
Can you dig it? I don't dig it. So, yeah. All right. Well, thanks to Magnified. If you still have Steam open, Ian.
I have reopened it since then.
If you would like to open a token.
I will. I will begin with opening this token, and it will turn out to be Clobber in Time Thing for Star Classic.
I am astounded yes. by what Samurai is posting in the...
Okay.
I'm just doing one. It is a 4-star machine only... What is it? I don't remember what MODOK stands for. I totally blanked out.
Oh,
only
mental organism designed only for killing.
Right.
Yeah.
I started it wrong. That's my mistake. In any case, MODOK.
All right, I've got, what do I got here? Eight latest legends. All right, let's see what we get. Reptile. Hey, I hear I'm going to need him. Nope, that's the lizard. hey, Jeffrey, so hungry. See how I screwed them up.
So I was looking right at the infographic of Lizard, and you said Reptile, and I was like, yep that's him.
Yep, that's him.
That's him and Scorpion and Reptile all at the same time.
Worthy Cap, Big Pun, Apoc Beast, Ghost, another Reptile, and Loki Gator. So what does this get my Jeff to? My Jeff is a 443. Wow, I got a lot of 5-star Jeffrey. Look at that.
Wow.
Hmm. Thanks always, though, to this guy.
This guy.
So I didn't have the Discord up. I need to know a little bit more about what you were mesmerized by or shocked by. I couldn't quite tell if you were like, if it was something exciting or appalling. I didn't know. Maybe he was on one of his weird flat earth rants.
Apparently,
appalling.
Apparently, the largest pop group in the world is a Japanese group called AKB48. That number is meaningless because it has 120 members. He posted an image of a bunch of little girls, and there are 73 in the image, and I'm totally weirded out by the fact that there's 120 members, and they pictured 73. What happened to the other 47? In any case, yeah.
I just, here's my question. Like,
they had to do battle against the crazy 88. It just was a mess.
Like, if they have a concert, like, okay, great show, ladies. You all made $1.47.
Yeah.
I mean, like, how do you make any money with this? I don't understand. That's just too many people. The account.
It is. Look at it. It looks like, I mean, it looks like they took every suitcase holder from every season of Deal or No Deal and made a K-pop band out of it.
Debbie, can you just imagine their poor accountant having to figure all this out?
Right. Sorry, J-pop band.
Sluggo, don't bruh me. He posted an image of a bunch of little girls. That is what he posted.
Man, it looks like they all do like a coordinated hand dance at the same time, too. Like,
they definitely do.
Whew, I do not like that. And why are they set up like a birthday cake? Like there really should be like a flaming candle top or something to that stack.
You don't want to add fire to that. That's a fire hazard right there.
I suppose. All right. Ian, what's on the podcast network? How about that?
The podcast network, soon to be named network, available at soontobenamednetwork.com. We have this and many other great shows. All of our archives and direct links to all the shows are available on the soon to be named network site, soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com. Anything else for the good of the order?
Nah, I'm pretty good. This is a decent show. Short, but we were, you know, missing a segment. We added a segment, but it didn't quite balance it out.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining in this week. PuzzleWarriors3.com. comments, suggestions, shoot them at Ray. He will get them in the good old mailbag from Willie, and we can give those a listen. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner and buy yourself some stuff there, and we get a little on the back end. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, enunciate clearly at Starbucks. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
I like the jokes that make myself laugh.
Gamorpha?